You're listening to SBS News.
England is now in lockdown, joining much of the United Kingdom and Europe that are battling a surge in coronavirus infections. Speaking in the British Parliament, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says while local measures were working to a degree, a second national lockdown had to be imposed.
That regional approach actually was showing signs of working and still is showing signs of working. It did get the R down, the transmission rate down lower than it would otherwise have been, Mr. Speaker. But we have to face the reality that in common with many other countries in this part of the world, we are now facing a surge in that virus.
The UK has just recorded more than 25,000 new infections, and to underline the gravity of the threat, the Chief Executive of the National Health Service, Sir Simon Stevens, says pressure on the system is already three times worse than what can happen during a normal winter when flu cases start to emerge.
Well, in a normal winter, even in a bad flu season, hospitals might be looking after an extra 3,000 inpatients with complications of flu. Right now, the flu season has not really kicked off, and we're dealing with over 10,000 coronavirus patients. So on that measure, this is already three times worse than the extra burdens that would be placed on hospitals over winter.
Ahead of the lockdown, some shoppers in Manchester were busy buying Christmas presents in case the lockdown gets extended beyond the 2nd of December.
I think people are worried that the lockdown won't finish at the 2nd of December and it'll extend past that, and then they won't have the opportunity to buy Christmas presents for friends and family and things like that. So it's obvious that people are Christmas buying. It's very evident from the shopping bags that people have got in their hands.
If you go in the stores, the queues are enormous.
And what do you think is behind that?
I don't know. It's that kind of Last Supper mentality, I guess. You know, get it in before. I don't think it's Christmas. I just think it's something you won't be able to do tomorrow as easily. So get it done today.
In France, a military plane has transferred French coronavirus patients from Lyon to Nantes as the nation's caseload continues to rise. In recent days, France, along with many other European nations, including Belgium, Italy, Poland, Slovenia and the UK, has reported its highest daily virus death tolls in months. The French government last week imposed a month-long national lockdown that shut all non-essential businesses but allowed schools to remain open. More than 37,000 people have died in France, and there have been more than 1 million cases. An Australian expatriate in France says she's happy with the political leadership shown by the country, but not by the attitudes of some. 67-year-old Rosemary was born in Queensland and has lived in France since 1975. She and her French-born husband are now retired and live in Blois in central France. Rosemary says she doesn't appreciate people who complain about having to abide by the restrictions.
I'm happy with the political leadership. I'm not happy with the way people respond. I don't like the fact that people whinge all the time and that they're always rebellious. They don't want to do anything that they're being asked to do. There's the whole idea of it's not fair, and I don't like that. I think that personally I'm over 65 and I do not want to die by myself in a hospital bed. And I think that everybody could make an effort now and just respect the instructions we're given and get it over and done with it as soon as possible.
Rosemary says, unlike the first lockdown, face masks are now being worn by most people she sees.
The big difference between our first lockdown back in the spring and this lockdown is that the first time around there were no masks. And whereas this time there are, and we can see at the market, we go to our regular market every Saturday, we can see that people are wearing them. And on the whole, they're wearing them correctly.
Rosemary and her husband only venture out once a week for groceries and don't feel confined because they live in a house with a garden. Before the second lockdown was imposed, they'd already decided they wouldn't take part in indoor dining, which is far more dangerous than eating outdoors.
We had already decided not to go to restaurants anymore because obviously in the summer that's fine because you can sit outdoors. But in the winter, as soon as you get into the heating and you've got the hot air that's circulating much more, you're more likely to catch COVID. So we'd already given up restaurants. So for us, in fact, it does it make that big a difference?
In other developments, Denmark is culling its entire herd of up to 17 million minks after a mutation of the coronavirus found in the animals spread to humans, posing a risk to any possible future vaccine. Outbreaks at mink farms have persisted in the world's largest producer of mink furs, despite repeated efforts to cull infected herds since June. Minks have also been culled in the Netherlands and Spain after finding infections. The mink herd in Denmark totals between 15 and 17 million. And Portugal will extend the limit on returns for products bought in the lead-up to Christmas from 30 days to 3 months in an attempt to prevent crowds around the holiday season. Portugal reported more than 7,000 new cases and 59 deaths. More than 2,500 people have died of COVID-19 in the country, which has recorded almost 157,000 cases. Globally, there have been 47.9 million cases and 1.2 million deaths. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.